Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on a beautiful Monday morning, October 29th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again, today, and whenever you happen to listen to this message, we want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, We're All Winners, and two scripture texts today from 1 Corinthians 15:57 and Romans 8, verse 37.
But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us.
Did your team win last night? Now I realize I'm writing for only a segment of listeners, most of who live in the United States, and follow baseball. But that's a lot of people. The final game in a World Series demonstrates an old slogan from ABC's Wide World of Sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Having lived in New England for 7.5 years, Brooksine, Astaire, and I were rooting for Boston. Astaire was so excited about our team going to the World Series, she decorated our family room in Red Sox colors and invited friends over to watch the game. The winning score turned out to be in our favor, but we also felt the agonizing emotions that result from a defeat, similar to the players and fans in Colorado.
As we prepare these messages each weekday morning, we want them to touch and connect with readers all around the world, and sometimes that's quite a challenge. We often hesitate to use illustrations that may not be familiar or of any interest to a number of readers, but today we are expressing interest in sports, both as a participant in our younger days and now primarily as spectators, except that we do a lot of walking. But today we particularly appeal to the sport of baseball. And what we write would apply to most any sport and certainly applies to this great spiritual contest of which we are all participants.
One of the great sports scenes I've enjoyed since my childhood is when a winning team gathers on the field to celebrate after winning a championship game. Of course, it's all the more meaningful if it's my team, but I can even get into the motion if it's not. I have a photo on the site today, which I didn't take, of course, which shows the joyous celebration after the Red Sox victory, actually very early this morning.
Well, I am glad that the Bible declares that those of us who serve Christ are all winners. Your role in service for God may be quite visible, or you may work quietly behind the scenes as you utilize your gifts for God. No matter what position you serve in the body of Christ, you will face the inevitable moments of discouragement and disappointment. Hold on to this extremely important truth Paul writes about in Romans 8, that we are more than conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Whether we are a sports fan or not, those of us who are in Christ have a future celebration that makes any earthly celebration minuscule in comparison.
Imagine with me the scene of our future reunion in heaven when we see the Lord, our loved ones, and when we gather with believers from every region of the globe, and at that point we'll actually be communicating in one language, and those from every generation. I expect that to be quite an emotional gathering.
Well, let me illustrate. I just can't envision seeing my mom, who went to be with the Lord 2 years ago, actually 2 years ago, next month, and merely greeting her with a, "Well, it's nice to see you again, Mom." No, I think my mom and I will have quite a time of ecstatic rejoicing. My dad as well, who went to be with the Lord in 1998. I think it might be a little like the celebration on a field following an athletic victory. But among the major differences is that our spiritual victory is not just for one season, but for all eternity.
The two daily verses that we shared earlier complement each other. Both have a similar underlying Greek word that is very familiar to those who enjoy sports. That word is Nikos. The popular sports shoe company, Nike, is based on this word.
In the first daily text, the word is simply translated victory. In the second verse, it's part of the wonderful Greek compound word, hupernikomen, which means to be more than a conqueror or to gain a surpassing victory. In the version I use today, it says we overwhelmingly conquer. Many who know us personally may recall that I taught Esther to use this word to describe herself in the overcoming she has experienced as a heart patient. Even as a small girl, I would ask, take her in front of the church and ask, Esther, what are you? And she would say in a rather grown-up way, I'm a Hooper Nicoman. Of course, no one in the congregation had any idea what she said until we explained it.
Well, I'm sure glad to be on God's team today. There are setbacks and apparent losses in this great spiritual contest. Some of you reading or listening to our podcast today are in the midst of such a situation. You might be discouraged, overwhelmed, and you may even feel defeated.
But God's Word says He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And in all these things, that is the trials of life, we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us. Let this truth bless you today as you consider our ultimate lasting victory.
Let's pray. Jesus, none of the celebrations we've attended compare with the overwhelming joy we'll feel at the ultimate victory party in heaven. We'll rejoice with the saints from all generations, telling of the marvelous saving and sustaining power of Christ. We look forward to sharing stories about the times we face trouble, hardship, persecution, danger, and the special way that you ministered to us through those difficulties. We'll celebrate the overwhelming victory you gave us over all the difficult circumstances of our lives. We're not there yet, so help us to keep on keeping on until that glorious day. It is in your matchless name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, I get blessed by that prayer, Brooksine, and the prospect, the certainty of that, what we're calling today, ultimate victory. Well, thank you, podcast listener, for just taking a few moments out of your day. Whether you listen to this Monday, the 29th, or sometime down the road, it'll still be true. We actually are, of course, writing it the day after the World Series victory of the Boston Red Sox in the 2007 series. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net, and we do have some additional materials and photos and perspective on the site today. Either if you're reading it the 29th, it's right on that website, or otherwise just go back to the archives, dailyencouragement.net. We share an experience we had Saturday night when we were invited to attend an authentic Amish meal in an Amish home in the eastern part of our county, and have some photos up of that. I also do have a photo up of the victory celebration. Of course, I did not take it. I took it off the web this morning, but it illustrates the beautiful middle-of-the-field celebration. Have some music up today. One song is a good melody of the great old hymn classic, Victory in Jesus, and also a couple links to the song Ancient Words. And we sang this in our church yesterday, and it really blessed me at that time. And just looked it up on the web and actually found a YouTube audio, a video version, as well as an audio version. Finally, today I want to share that we'll have an additional prayer up. Yesterday, before Sunday school, I believe it was, our pastor asked Brooksine if she would just say a prayer for leaders. And my wife, I'll give her credit, I think, writes and expresses thoughts to the Lord very beautifully in prayer, and I'm hoping I can get her to type that out. She actually wrote it on the back of a part of the bulletin, and I was just so blessed to hear my wife pray yesterday in church. Thank you for joining us today again, podcast listener, and just you be encouraged and strengthened today and assured of the ultimate victory we have in Jesus.